Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie's here to tell us what we can watch. We're going to kick it all off this week, finding out an awful lot all of a sudden about Andy Warhol. Susie, what have you found out?
G'day, Kat. Yeah, so the Andy Warhol Diaries is coming out on the 9th of March on Netflix. It's a 6-part series that is an intimate chronicling of his life that is sourced from Andy's own diaries. So it's kind of weird. Using AI, the show takes the words of Andy Warhol and recreates his voice and distinctive Pittsburgh accent to have the show actually narrated by Andy himself. The series focuses on the first-person account while Andy navigated the worlds of art, publishing, TV, and directing, all while dealing with being a larger-than-life celebrity. So alongside this narration is interviews with some people who were close to or worked very closely with Warhol, like John Waters and Rob Lowe.
Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
Andy Warhol's greatest work of art is Andy Warhol.
He was big.
The wig, what he says, that's a guy's.
The diaries are Andy's thoughts in Andy's words. No other part of his work shows this.
Was Andy out? Well, he was never in, so...
There's all of these little stories that are still there to be uncovered.
So as we can hear, not just Andy's AI robot voice telling the story, but also lots of people talking about him too. Now, of course, when I think of Andy Warhol, I can't help it. I think of the obvious stuff. I think of the Marilyn Monroe artwork or the Campbell Soup artwork, that very distinctive Andy Warhol style.
Yeah, but he was really so much more than that. He was a fixture on the party scene from the 60s to the 80s, both in New York and in LA. And he didn't just party. He took it upon himself to kind of chronicle the events of the party scene, often capturing the celebrities that he hung out with. And so not only do we have his pop art, but photos he took of celebrities such as Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Gere and a bunch of others. So these days, he's immortalized in TV and movies set around the time Warhol was active in New York, such as Factory Girl, where Guy Pearce plays Warhol. There's Basquiat with David Bowie playing Warhol, and even in Men in Black 3, where Warhol is played by comedian Bill Hader. So he's kind of everywhere.
What did you learn about Warhol that you maybe didn't know or something that surprised you?
Yeah, so this is quite interesting. Andy Warhol was petrified of hospitals and doctors, and that makes it all the more sad how he died. He actually died suddenly after a surgery on his gallbladder. He had an irregular heartbeat, and it was that killed him, and he was only 58 years old. But before his actual untimely death, he had another brush with death when a writer named Valerie Solanas went to his studio and shot him. She felt that Andy had too much control of her life, and she accused him of stealing her ideas. So Valerie Solanas was suffering from schizophrenia and had her own troubled life, and Warhol was just the unlucky recipient of her hatred. He would go on to survive the shooting and live for another 20 years before that surgery that ultimately ended his life.
Fascinating show there. And as you say, was it a 6-part series?
That's correct.
You lots of information on Andy Warhol himself. Let's move on, take a quick peek at Shining Veil. This is on Sky. It is out now, featuring Monica from Friends.
Yeah, so a family moves to a dilapidated house in the country. And of course, that house is haunted by the woman who used to live there. This dark comedy sees some awesome actors back on the little screen. We've got Courtney Cox, like you said, Greg Keener, as well as Mira Sorvino.
Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from that trailer. Of course, Courtney Cox's character is a struggling writer, and this here is her muse in a haunted house. Let's take a listen.
I've been in a really dark place lately. My kids ignore me. Terry's at work. I'm hoping that being out in the country is going to help me find my muse again.
If we don't get the first chapter next month, I want the advance back.
No pressure.
Patricia, what are you doing in my house?
Pat's seeing ghosts.
Not ghosts. One ghost.
Use your words, Patricia.
If I've learned anything from television and films, it's don't move to a dilapidated old house in the country with my family or without them. Just don't do it. That, that one there is on Sky Show now. It's called Shining Veil. And have you got anything for us at the cinema this week, Susie?
I do, and this one looks really good. It's out now and it's called Belfast. This film follows a young boy's childhood in Belfast at the beginning of the Troubles in 1969. So while destruction and uncertainty surround the family, the story of the family and the decision to stay or leave Belfast is shown through the eyes of very young Buddy. It's written and directed by Kenneth Branagh. He said this is his most personal film yet, and that it is loosely based on his own upbringing in Belfast and then his family's ultimate move to England to escape the Troubles.
Do you know, I didn't know that about Kenneth Branagh at all. I think of him as a sort of Shakespearean actor. Yeah. He's done that quite a bit, but I didn't know this sort of personal side of him or his life or his childhood, in fact. So quite interested to find that out. That's Belfast. It's at the cinema. It's out now. We also looked at Shining Veil on Sky Show. Don't move to a house in the country. It will be haunted. And also we looked at the Andy Warhol Diaries, the six-part series that is out on Netflix. Thanks very much, Susie, for taking a look at what's on the big screen. Green and the little screen.
You're welcome, Kat. Enjoy the movies.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.